In 1963, French artist Robert Filio declared that on January 17th, art was born 1 million years ago when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water.
Okay.
Who that man was is not important. He is dead. But art lives on.
He comes from southern France, Filio.
Many artists and art organizations celebrate the birthday of art each year on January 17th.
And this awareness makes you feel good.
We feel good.
Now, I will electrify the grid.
Saturday, January 17th, CITR 101.9 Vancouver unwraps another 24 hours of radio art. Art's 1,046th birthday. Saturday, midnight to midnight at CITR 101.9 FM. Online at CITR.ca.
After hearing all of these things, you're probably saying, what's the use of going on? There's no hope.
Thank you.
All documents relating to Roswell had been illegally destroyed. Roswell. Area 51. In a remote territory that lies deep in the desert of Nevada. Roswell. Area 51. In a remote territory that lies deep in the desert of Nevada.
Frente al tribunal que posteriormente lo condenaría a muerte, Émile Henry declara:
soy anarquista desde hace poco tiempo. Viví primero en un ambiente impregnado por completo de la moral actual. Yo estaba acostumbrado a respetar y aún amar a la patria, la familia, la autoridad y la propiedad. Pero los que educan a la generación actual se olvidan frecuentemente de una cosa, y es que la presente vida social, con sus luchas y sus dolores, con sus injusticias y sus iniquidades, se encarga de abrir los ojos de los ignorantes a la realidad. Esto es lo que me ha ocurrido y les ha ocurrido a todos. Se me había dicho que la inteligencia y la energía imperaban en nuestra sociedad, mas la experiencia me demostró que solo los cínicos, los viles y los rastreros logran un buen puesto en el banquete social. No tardé en comprender que las grandes palabras que me habían enseñado a venerar, honor, devoción, deber, eran máscaras que encubrían las más vergonzosas torpezas y liviandades.
Se te acusa de sonreír.
We haven't said, don't meet the director of housing saying that there is no guarantees for the community. And that is what we want to play for you, so you hear how don't meet is telling people that there is no guarantees. ¿Ustedes van a confiar en alguien que dice que no hay garantías?
¡No!
¿Entonces quieren luchar contra alguien que no les quiere dar garantías?
¡Sí!
¿Cómo quieren esas garantías?
I have to tell you, I can't think of any reason why on a rainy night, Security Ignite, they would come here and tell you he's not out.
This group would. The Union of the Deceivers, which is a self-appointed group of residents, not the elected resident leadership that we work with, whom we work with very carefully.
So there is a group called the Union of Neighbors, and this group has done what exactly?
Well, they've been very vocal in opposing the housing authority at each step of the process.
And what were their objections?
They wanted absolute guarantees that they could remain on the site.
Meaning the project?
Correct.
And, oh, you mean so when you move out for the repairs, you may not be able to move back in?
Well, you're not moving out for the repairs. You're moving on site from unit to unit.
Okay, so then why would they, why isn't that an absolute guarantee?
Well, to the extent, I think what their concern has always been that there won't be enough units for them to return, As of this date, we've demolished about 250 units. About 287 families have chosen to relocate off-site. At least 22 of those have purchased homes as a result of their relocation. And about 22 of those have purchased homes as a result of their relocation. And about 22 of those have purchased homes as a result. 22 of those have purchased homes as a result. 22 of those have purchased homes as a result. 22 of those have purchased homes as a result. 22 of those have purchased homes. 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 22 of those have purchased homes.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And about 259 FM have chosen to stay on site and move around in phases, staying out of the critical path of the demolition and rebuild.
They appear without warning
soon.
Roswell, in a remote territory that lies deep in the desert of Nevada. Roswell. Area 51.
They appear without warning.
Roswell. In a remote territory that lies deep in the desert of Nevada. Roswell. Area 51.
The way things are going, I have to dare to live with this rotten world in an unbalanced personality. At the end, who excludes whom? Society alienates you, or you alienate society. At the end, it doesn't matter. Utopia was made to function in a spiritual world. And yet, I don't know if this is the case in the incorporeal universe. Scenes make me believe. They want to talk to me. The truth is they've been trying to bite me and shred me into little pieces. Literally. This muggy, uncolor, gray, dirty cube of concrete that I call my room is not a well-constructed fortress to defend me from these spiritual police dogs. Sometimes I can hear them scratching at my rusty door. Sometimes they come in my dreams. But I have to sleep anyway. I am intoxicated with these social venoms. I have been for 60 years. My friend. This morning, the malodorousness woke me up. Things were banging on my door. I cover my decrepit body with the sheet of time, trying to stop them, and scale through the window into the smoky artificial wilderness. Silence, claustrophobia, and the implacable tick-tock of the merciless second hand. I have to take shelter in my memories. What was I doing last night? Oh yeah, I cried. I was crying for a lost woman, drowning myself in the muddy waters of whiskey and beer. I don't think lost is a sin. I also wrote something about a whore whose name is spelled S-O-C-I-E-T-Y. She's the one who brought these sins into my life, these cancerberos. But I wasn't crying for that one. I got rid of that one painlessly. I was thinking of you, my omniscient lover, my dream muse. Dreams, sins, dogs, nightmare. That's it. This is a nightmare. At what time does the alarm go off? 10:30 every day. I can hear the tick-tock before the buzzer. The scenes are pecking mischievously at my door. They won't get me in time. I will escape. I always do. Come on, alarm, sound. Wake me up. Welcome, my precious hangover. The door has holes of pain. The slimy scene stares furiously at me. They are coming quickly. The sound comes thrilling into the atmosphere. I am safe and lucid again. The waiting was almost unbearable. Desperation is a horrible feeling. Have you ever been so desperate that you can't function? That you can't think at all? Have you ever felt a paroxysm of fear? Only adrenaline separates the thin line between fight and resign. It is a matter of time. The morning is fresh but stinky. As I get rid of my sheet of dead cells, throwing them aside, my body is covered with this repugnant.
Atraídos pela luz do planalto central, das Tordesilhas fundaram seu reinado, os ossos de Brasília, das últimas paisagens, depois do fim do mundo, é o reinado de ouro, depois do fim do mundo, o reino de Eldorado, depois do fim do mundo, virão objetos sim. Thank you.
To CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You used to like my smile. You used to call me at night. You used to show me the light. You used to take me for a ride. You used to make everything all right. All right. All right. So the girl came up to my room, sweat and jeans, dark hair, liquor bread and liquor lips. Sizzling tongue, bizarre feeling of just being woken up with booze and weed flushing in my brain. Yes, I do miss her, but she was offering a present, not the lost past that now is in my memory. My wicked memory. Happiness is the seed of nostalgia. Some more drinks before the corporal fluids collapse. Desire for flesh, desire to get lost in a river of forgetfulness. Simply Corcondan's dangerous dance. That night. Totally night. Labyrinthic darkness in my brain. Muddy kisses, scary mindscapes, the sky has a hole. The girl approaches her hand to my pleasure center. I correspond her with my fingers. Dizzy automatons caressing their wet bodies for the sake of being. Hallucinate. I can't stop. Images parading through my neurons while all the stories have been living and reliving over and over again. I must stop someday. My conscience drives a limo on the highway of psychedelia, running over a military convoy. Nelson Mandela starts thinking of marrying the top model of the moment. Bush pisses on a street called Revolution with a joint in his mouth, standing on a stationary gas tank. Maldoror rises from fantasy land to move to horror land, claiming for his bare naked children. Saddam Hussein plays Monopoly with 100 shadows of himself waiting to be executed. The platoon is confused guessing the right shadow. A bestial president finishes with the cattle of his country. The biggest cocaine dealer joins the chorus of his local church. Fidel Castro's latest fashion is to dye his beard with the colors of the rainbow. There is not a place where it doesn't exist a prisoner. Prisoner of your own head. Leave the drugs. The Pope is a transvestite desk in a brilliant monochromatic nightgown. The moon is made of latex, the sun of propane. Zeus still organizing orgies with other lords from other books. Your god is really a woman. Her son was the first hippie. Bakunin is telling the anarchist to wear flowers in her hair. The river runs upside down. I feel the humidity of her body, moaning and whispering in my ear. More, more. Tell me I'm a whore. Tell me I'm a stupid bee. A black hole is swallowing the world's army. You have been programmed. An artificial virus sins with gluttony. Mankind destroying mankind. The dead are forming a liberal party. Damnation. Have you ever seen the devil dancing in a fancy suit? Sell, sell. Money, money. Sell, sell. Keep on walking on the right side. Stop being a rebel. Even your preacher was a rebel. Now he fucks expensive women with your money and keeps you dumb. Just get the beat. Up and down, in and out. Up and down, in and out. Immortality in words written on white paper. I will live as long as someone reads me. We're nothing but bodies for each other. Hedonistic beings in search of wellness. Blood pumping, hot friction, salty flavor, the sound of the stars. Kovsky thinks I'm cool because I have made peace with alcohol. He's still 3 feet under. You would drink peace if I tell you the latest drug. In a far-off island, all the corrupt presidents swim in their money pool, touching themselves with their greedy hands. The ocean aglow with noises. The fish cry their pain, fading out. Even in your happy place, there's a war going on. An incredible sprinkle lights up the sky. Set the earth on fire. Set the air on fire. Exhaust your body. Jail with desire. Baby, set the air on fire. So the girl left after a loud orgasm served with an animal scent and a seeming cocktail. The sun was going up. Maybe another beer will calm my body. Lying in the bed staring at the endless figures in the ceiling. Not another parade. Relaxation will always come to lend a hand. Tormentous night. My ex-girl. Yes. You used to like my smile. Is it anything more simple than that? Than life? Thank you.
estación de ferrocarril todas las rubias lloran la despedida de sus novios, soldados débiles del infierno. Llueve allí lo que solo las perlas saben, y entre rezo y rezo de madre angustiada, la melodía del tren escupe sin decir hola ni adiós. Las rubias reirán mañana en el abrazo de algún camionero borracho. Los soldados del infierno serán engañados y por su frente caerá sudor de sangre. Mientras en las malas calles los padres abusan de sus hijas y los asesinos violan a mujeres con batidoras y navajas. Hoy el sol es como una gota de miel coagulada que sonroja las mejillas de los violinistas mientras las esferas espejadas de las salas de fiesta reflejan agujas infectadas y las lentejuelas de los transexuales. Besos secos en la adolescencia y uñas rotas pintadas de rojo son las caricias del recuerdo. Como mil oboes vomitando cristales, el ruido de la estación. He dejado la estación, he dejado la autopista y voy conduciendo por carreteras estrechas, carcomidas por la ansiedad de un millón de viajes, como venas arrancadas del corazón del amor, que solo esperan un accidente en la víspera de la Navidad. Llevo en mi bolsillo tus labios fríos y San Cristóbal sonríe pensando en tu vestido transparente de oscura noche en mis pensamientos.
Manuel tore his skin apart to see his interior. Manuel saw his soul shredded. With his muscle exposed, he decided to die. At 6 a.m., the rain started to fall. The same drop that has been falling over and over again through the centuries, caressing the clouds, slivers in the ground, painting the landscape with watery hues. We have been here before, falling into the world like a canal drop of water that reminds us of our existence, punishing the atmosphere. Have you ever stopped to think that we live thanks to the endless drops of water? Manuel tore his skin apart to see what was inside of him. Manuel saw his soul shredded and with his muscle exposed, he decided to die. He found his soul after he left his neighborhood. Dancing in the clouds, he has become that drop of water. And he thinks he's part of the rain, and we can hear him talking to the stars as he falls at the velocity of gravity straight to the ground, only to explode. He begins his journey again, reintegrating himself, climbing through the particles of oxygen while waiting for a new body, searching for something that he can't find. I just hear the sound of the rain falling incessantly. I was already there. We all have been here before. Thank you.